News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a woman who was repeatedly raped and sexually assaulted by her boyfriend while she slept has been awarded €1 million in damages by a jury at the High Court. Niamh Donnell told the jurors in evidence she felt unsafe everywhere as a result of the actions of Magnus Meyer Husfeit. Niamh joins us now on the line. Niamh, I was going to ask, were you happy with the award? Happy seems like a completely inappropriate word. I'm sure no amount of money could compensate for what happened. So if I put it this way, are you satisfied with the outcome of the case?
I think what's been most striking is the difference actually between what the criminal justice system said and what 12 lay people said. I suppose that's probably what's been on my mind most. Because the 7 year suspended sentence is in very stark contrast to the judgment yesterday.
Okay, because we hear a lot about this, about, I suppose, about sentencing and also about victims and the treatment of victims in the system. As someone who is a victim or a survivor, however you want to describe it, you feel that the civil system was a much easier experience for you?
It wasn't an easier experience, actually. It was a lot more difficult because the impact, the focus of the whole proceedings was on the impact. And I suppose in the criminal system, it wasn't like that. But also, I suppose I blocked a lot of that out in order to kind of get on with my life. So in that regard, it was a lot more difficult, but I think I felt a lot more understood and heard by the civil proceedings.
More vindicated.
I think it was the start of me really seeing that it's had a huge and lasting impact. I think I've really blocked a lot of that out in order to just get on with life. And I think the civil case actually really forced me to look at the damage that he did.
And maybe if you don't mind, without revisiting all of it, just to give people a sense of that damage, of the type of stuff that you blocked out. I'm not talking about what actually happened. I'm talking about the effects of what happened.
The effects. Yeah, I think I had forgotten a lot about in the immediate aftermath. I would get lost wherever, I would walk home from the shop during the day and would suddenly find myself lost and would have to ring my mum. Who lives in another county to try and walk me home on the phone. I think I forgot about all the times that I was just terrified to leave my room, which went on for quite a long time. Because I've kind of gotten back to a normal life, you sometimes forget about the really kind of initial difficult stages of trauma. And I think the civil case kind of, it forced me to kind of rethink about that stuff and shows me that I still have plenty of work.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is that normality a facade? I don't mean that in a bad way, but, does it kind of belie the reality of life for you?
I think I could look at it that way. Or I could see that I have learned to cope very well, but within how I'm coping and the coping mechanisms that I've developed, there are things that I still need to be mindful of and I still have work to do. And I suppose I would frame it that way.
As someone then who's experienced of both systems and, as you said, that the suspended sentence, which obviously people remember the Court of Appeal then overturned that and handed down,
yeah.
I think it was a 15-month prison sentence. Ultimately, would you have... I suppose I'm not going to say advice, but are there things about your experience and your interaction with either system that you think you'd like to see changed?
I think I'd like to see the criminal system take a more human approach. From what I hear, it's consistently changing and it's different from even when I was in it, which isn't realistically all that long ago. But I suppose what I always come back to when talking about kind of, criminal proceedings or any form of kind of legal proceedings is that the most important thing is that the person can first disclose to someone, feel safe and recover And for me, everything comes from there. But what we have to prioritise are systems and services where people feel they can tell and be believed. And I really think if we have that down first, I think we can then start looking at, you know, criminal or civil proceedings.
Listen, Niamh, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for taking the time out this morning. I know it can't be easy. And Niamh Ní Donal speaking to us there. If anyone has been affected by the conversation, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Their number is 1-800-77-8888. That's 1-800-77-8888.